Welcome in to the Thursday edition of the Daily Tap. It is July 5th. Hope you guys had a great 4th of July. For those of you who are spending today off and you have the weekend off, good on you. For those who are going in for the two-day work week like your boy, hey, we'll get through it. It's kind of like a weirdest Monday ever, but we're going to get through it. We're going to go through it. All right. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you took your picture with your American bikini on for all of Instagram, because God knows every Instagram model has a American flag bikini or some sort of American flag, you know, one piece. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I'm like stunned. Like, I am totally stunned at how many IG models have like American flag suits. Like, even Kim Kardashian did that today. Like, is it just like an immediate thing? Is that just an expectation that we see everybody in like their best American bathing suits? Like, is that part of the requirement of being an IG model? If someone, I mean, can fill me in, please let me know. Because I just, whatever. Speaking of Instagram, you can follow us there, SnowTapWI. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, whole thing. You can also subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. One note about Instagram, if you guys have noticed, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, we're doing this thing real fun where we kind of do basically tell you about the Daily Tap. You can go subscribe, link in the bio, the iTunes. But then we also give you a beer recommendation. So, and if you're like, why are you doing this? Yeah, I think you guys know. You know, we're just trying to wet the beak a little bit, seeing who can get involved. And yeah, also too, if you are a beer distributor, if you work for a company, work for a craft brewery, and you want to have a beer featured, hit us up. We'd be happy to do that. We can do that. We are always available for sponsorships. So let's get started. We've been a little light on the Brewers for the podcast this week, partly because NBA free agency was such a big deal. Jabari Parker, we didn't know, still don't know. And, you know, it's just sort of, it was not necessarily a lot of stuff happening with the Brewers. But I think the series is interesting. You know, Brewers get a sweep against the Twins. Great three-game sweep. The Brewers now have won three straight. They are keeping pace with the Chicago Cubs, who have won six straight. So the Cubs still remain a game back from the Milwaukee Brewers. And so it's been this could have easily swung another direction for the Brewers. And now the Cubs have off on Thursday, so Brewers have another chance to get a half game before the Cubs play Cincinnati, who come to town this weekend. So the Cubs are dealing with kind of an easy part of their schedule, and that's fine. There's nothing to get wrong with that. But we'll talk about sort of the Brewers-Braves this weekend series coming up in a second here. But what I wanted to talk about was this interesting piece done by Tom Hargercourt of the Journal Sentinel, and who wrote about how Travis Shaw basically played hurt for an entire month. Like, he's had basically this wrist injury, has been a pain in his ass, and that he's gutting it out, and, you know, he's putting aside, you know, poor performance for just being there for the team and being an everyman for the team. And a part of me wondered, as Brewer fans, I mean, do you want that? I mean, feel free to respond and let me know. I mean, there's two sides of this argument. You know, number one, Travis Shaw is one of the premier players on this team. He's the cleanup hitter. He is a dynamic force in that lineup when he is healthy. He adds a presence. There's a presence about him. Even, you know, he obviously played off how bad that wrist was hurting him, and he was able to gut it out. You respect that. You commend that, I guess. But at the same time, like, why didn't you just go on the DL? If your wrist bothered you this much and you could have got healed in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, why didn't you just go on the DL? I mean, granted, right now, hindsight being 2020, it's like, yeah, it would have sucked with guys like Yelich, who had missed almost a week, Braun, who nearly missed a week, you know, and Lorenzo Cain went on the DL. I mean, the Brewers are really banged up right now, but it seems like Travis Shaw, you know, while he was trying to be a team player, he almost like overdid it. Like, I wouldn't say it wasn't needed, but like, why do you have to be a hero here? And I'm not trying to shit on Travis Shaw. Don't get me wrong here. What I'm trying to say is that it's not necessarily the best thing for the team sometimes for guys to play hurt. And I don't know if I blame that on Craig Counsell, if I blame that on the player himself. I don't know whom really gets the blame, especially in a long season like baseball. Football is different. Football is a totally different thing. There's not a disabled list. They're not guys you can just immediately call up. Same with basketball, really. But basketball, you can sort of take some time off and take some time to yourself and whatever. But Shaw could have easily went on the 10-day DL. I think the Brewers, one of the real problems with the Brewers is they do not use – they're able to rotate guys in and out, but they are not – they don't use – the 10-day DL like some teams. Some teams will put guys on the 10-day DL if they're hurt for like 6 days. And it's like some teams would have put Yelich on the DL, for example. Brewers like to slow play it, and I think there's a strategy both sides of it. But you have to wonder, like, why wasn't Travis Shaw at least considered for the disabled list at any point? I mean, maybe they did once that he left that Cardinals game, which and then that's where and missed a few games after. But like, why didn't you just pull the trigger at that point? Like, I just don't understand that. I respect Travis for going out there and gutting it. But then my other question is like, if Travis Shaw was really that hurt, why was Craig Counsell batting him fourth? Why wouldn't he have just batted him like fifth or sixth in the lineup? I know that would have maybe like caused like a, would you be showing your hand, but like why are you having that guy hit cleanup if he has a sore wrist? I think sometimes the Brewers, man, they just are so stuck in their ways, and the innovation sometimes lacks. Sometimes they're very innovative, but other times like this, it's like, oh, what are you doing here? Like if Shaw was this hurt, I mean, maybe he didn't let Counsell know, and maybe he, you know, got himself in front of a reporter and kind of sat down with Hardcore and was like, hey, look, man, it's been a struggle. Like it's been really tough on me. And I don't know what transpires there. And at the end of the day, you know, what's done is done. You know, Shaw hit a home run today. It was his first one in a month. You hope that maybe he's starting to feel it again. And if he is, that's great for the Brewers. That's a huge sign for them going forward. And you're getting guys healthy. I think Kane and Braun will both be in the lineup tomorrow, or today, I should say. So you'll start seeing some of the guys back. Lorenzo Cain is, I believe, eligible to go off the DL on Friday. Tyler Saladino is wrapping up a rehab assignment. He should be back this weekend. So the Brewers are kind of getting back to full strength, which is a great sign, especially when you're playing a team like the Atlanta Braves. So the Atlanta Braves are very good. They lost today. They lost 2 out of 3, I believe, to the New York Yankees. But they are, I mean, they're a damn good team. There, no mistake about it. The Braves are a very good team. They're a very potent offense. There could be a lot of offensive fireworks. Guys like Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman left the game today with elbow contusions. We'll see if he plays tonight. But you also have, you know, Johan Camargo has been a very good player for them of late. Nick Markakis, Ender Inciarte has been he has great numbers against the Brewers. I have nothing to back that up, but he always seems like a guy who gives the Brewers fits. Just that type of player. So you have all this. And so, yes, it is a challenging series. Brewers, I really hope they don't do the thing where they win 2 and lose 2. I kind of would like it to be a little more, you know, I don't know, win 3 straight, win 4 straight, who knows. But definitely a sweep is okay for the Brewers at this point. This is not an easy series by any means. And you don't want to lose ground against the Cubs. Tonight would be a very good one to win. Max Fried on the mound. He struck out like 11 batters against St. Louis, left-hander. So we'll see if the Brewers can get to him. Obviously, Jesus Aguilar and Braun and a few others can obviously on alert. Brewers definitely have more lefties than they used to. So they're not as feared of a lefty-hitting lineup. But I will say, you know, guys like Keon Broxton, Nate Orff have definitely made a little bit of a name for themselves in the last few days. I mean, Keon had not only the great plays on last Friday, but he's made some amazing catches. He robbed Joe Mauer on Monday, and then he robs Brian Dozier yesterday. And you just, I mean, Keon Broxton, I think, deserves to stay on this roster. I was looking through the active roster, seeing what the Brewers will do with Saladino and Kane coming up. I think Orff and Broxton both should stay on the roster. I think Eric Sogard's done. My dad and I were kind of talking about, like, is Eric Sogard the type of guy who might just retire? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's left for Eric Sogard. He can go to AAA and maybe it works out for him, but he's a great clubhouse guy. You'd almost love to see him in, like, a special assistant role or something like that, but, like, Nate Orff, like took his powers officially. Like, Nate Orff took his sort of corner, and, oh, by the way, he can also play a little outfield. That helps. Keon Broxton, to me, is your fourth outfielder. He is the guy who was Domingo Santana. He's now in Domingo Santana's spot. I don't think that belongs to Hernan Perez. I think Hernan Perez is more as a utility guy. I think they can get Keon to play right field or left field. Hell, I mean, even maybe Lorenzo Cain will play a little right field. He definitely is more of a center fielder. But if you have Broxton, Cain, and Yelich out in the outfield, I mean, that is a fucking awesome outfield. That is an amazing outfield. That is a really strong defensive outfield. And so it may make up for some of the shortcomings of a guy like Brad Miller, who I saw a lot of complaints about. And guys, said this on Twitter, but I'll say it here. You can't bitch about Brad Miller's defense if you were the same people complaining about RCA's offense. There's so few shortstops who are so good defensively and offensively. Not everybody's Manny fucking Machado, guys. Let's just call it for what it is, all right? Like, shortstop's the toughest position, and Brad Miller's going to struggle. You got to take the good with the bad and know that he's a below average to very poor shortstop. That's as a defensive player. We just have to get that through our heads. So, yes, so Sogard would be the first guy to go. I do think Orff could be on the chopping block because of, you know, obviously he's an infielder. If the Brewers decided they didn't need a guy like Mike Zagurski, who's still on the roster and hasn't pitched since his dreadful start on Saturday, maybe Zagurski is the guy to go, and they have one extra bench player. Might not be a bad idea with guys sort of battling injuries. I realize the bullpen's thin as well, so who knows? But, you know, I think this could potentially be a thing. I just don't see how Sogard survives it. I like Eric Sogard. We've talked about Eric Sogard, but I just don't foresee him kind of having that chance. I think he's going to either have to go back down or whatever, and it's going to be all over again like they did earlier this year. And then he came back up after, I believe, Saladino's injury. So we'll see what happens there. I don't think Kane can come. I think the news will come this weekend. So obviously we'll react about it then. I think the Brewers have a good chance with the Braves this weekend. I don't know if it's a quote playoff test or it's something that you should say, like, oh my God, this is like the thing. Like, we should judge the Brewers. I guess the probably like the sports radio mail-in topic today, because God knows those fuckers will mail it in today. They'll be like, is this like, what does this tell you about the Milwaukee Brewers? What is this series? It's just a series. You lose 3 or 4 to the Braves, not ideal, especially with the way the Cubs are playing. But I'm not going to be like saying this team is not legit, whatever, all the other bullshit that comes with it. I think everything's fine. Like, we just have to, day by day, it's okay. And they can beat the Braves. They're going to have to deal with Foltynewicz. I believe he'll pitch against them at some point. I don't know which game. But they're going to have to deal with some guys. So I believe in the Brewers. I hope you believe in the Brewers. I think they're a better team than the Braves. I hope they show it. But if they don't, I'm not going to lose my shit. All right, wrap it up with Summerfest. So I've noticed that, if you guys haven't noticed, maybe probably not, but I've not actually been to Summerfest. I talk about it every day. And I talk about, you know, hey, it's a mail-in holiday, it's this, it's that. Haven't been. And you're like, why? I think part of it actually is the fact that I moved in. We moved in on the 20th. And I feel like my girlfriend and I just do not have the time, the energy to, like, make it out to Summerfest. It started right as we were, you know, sort of getting ready and moving in. It was like a week after we had sort of just, and it's still like we were getting a couch, getting this, getting that. Like, it was still in its infancy. Like, now where we are, it's a little bit better. And, like, yeah, tonight's probably the night to go, because obviously the Tabby and the Keg Boys have this weekend planned. But I don't know. Maybe I'd go tonight. Maybe there are good enough acts to go tonight. I'll tell you that much, and we'll talk right now about it. But who knows? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there are years like this, right? I feel like if you're a real Milwaukee and you have those years where you're at Summerfest three or four times, and there are years where you just don't make it or you make it once and that's it. So yeah, obviously I think the big act for a lot of people probably listening to this podcast or who'd you go see, probably Jason Isbell. Jason Isbell, obviously just a great performer, has his first time in Summerfest. I think it should be an awesome show. I think he's going to rip it up. You also have Machine Gun Kelly there. I don't know really who'd like actively go see Machine Gun Kelly. He's all right. I'm not going to go wild for it. You got some stoners, a little weed probably going to be flying through with guys like Slightly Stupid and, Trampled by Turtles. Trampled by Turtles is a Midwestern favorite. It might be out of Minnesota. Anyways, that'll be good. You got, Anmime. I fucked that up. He's a good rapper. He's a West Coast rapper. Definitely a guy on the U-Line stage that's kind of an underrated act, shall we say, for Thursday. And then Shawn Mendes at the big stage. I'm trying to think how much I would pay to go see Shawn Mendes. Or how much you'd have to pay me to go see Shawn Mendes. Excuse me. I'd probably need at least $500 and dinner to go see Shawn Mendes, if not $1,000. Because there is no way I could put up with that many screaming girls. I mean, it is going to be just an absolute murderous shrill of screaming girls for Shawn Mendes, who, let's be honest, kind of a pussy. Like, I don't get it. Like, I get that Shawn Mendes is like the fucking hot heartthrob right now for teenage girls. I don't know. Like, some guys, I get it. Like, whatever. But Shawn Mendes, like, I don't know. Dude's kind of soft. Like, you listen to his music, it's not like, I don't know. I need my heartthrobs like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, but then that sounds like I'm a classic like BuzzFeed reporter or something like that. So I'm not going to get into this rabbit hole, but yeah, kind of fuck Shawn Mendes. I don't know. And if you're a fan of his, don't fill my feed. I don't care, but thanks for the listen anyways. All right, guys. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll do a Friday pod. Look forward to that. I think we're going to do a Tapping the Keg on Saturday morning with Mitch Murph and I. I don't know if I'm going to set up my laptop. I talked to Mitch today about it, or yesterday. I was taping this right before I go to bed. So I was like, we're doing one on Saturday. He's like, oh, how are we going to do that? I'm like, I don't know, but we'll figure it out. We'll have a lot of fun. All right, guys, take care of yourselves. If you're working today, we're going to get through it together, and we're going to stream the World Cup. We're going to have a good old time. All right, guys. Take care. Bye. See you.